If the global economy is in a fog, here's a pretty good foghorn.
Let me tell you what I wish I'd known when I was young and dreamed of glory.
Perhaps the most unlikely economic event of the last 18 months is that the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury has become the sexiest man on Broadway. Alexander Hamilton, the man on the $10 bill, stars in a show all about central banks and currency stability, huh? Well, as part of our economic series this week, we spoke with the 71st Secretary of the Treasury for President Clinton and the Director of the National Economic Council for President Obama, Harvard Professor Larry Summers. He says he's dying to see the sizzling Broadway show to keep him from puzzling as to why the recovery from 2008 has been so tepid.
2008 was incipient depression. Look at any interesting economic statistic in the fall of 2008, and it was worse than it had been in the fall of 1929. Today, we've got plenty of problems. We're in a very different world than we were. I would call it a relatively weak recovery with disturbingly slow growth. But that's a very different thing than a depression.
Is that what you call secular stagnation?
Closely related, there's less energy driving investment, more reasons to save because of more uncertainty and because more of the money is going to the wealthy who save a great deal. And you put those two things together, you get a relatively sluggish economy, a tendency towards deflation, low interest rates. And I think that's what we're seeing in much of the industrialized world.
What are the variables today that have an impact on our economic health that really a generation ago either didn't exist or weren't significant at all? And, you know, China is one obvious one. But from your perspective, what do you think?
There have been challenges associated with globalization and with changes in technology that have threatened the jobs of substantial numbers of people. Until quite recently, every generation of Americans was substantially better educated than the previous generation. That's no longer really the case. College graduation rates are not that different for those who are retiring right now than they are for those who are entering the labor force.
Would you say that the plateau of education that you just spoke of in the particularly white middle class in America is in some part responsible for the Trump phenomenon in 2016? And what impact do you think general dissatisfaction with the set of expectations going forward in the economy is going to have on the economy and stocks?
Oh, I don't know what will happen to the stock market. I think that middle-class incomes haven't been rising in the way that middle-class families hoped they would, and that's generated a great deal of frustration and anger, and some of that frustration and anger is manifesting itself in support of demagoguery, and I think that's the case with candidate Trump.
What would you say candidate Sanders is offering to, again, a very dissatisfied and nervous electorate?
He's offering them a set of targets to resent and holding out the hope that by resenting those targets, somehow we can restore previous rates of growth. I think in some ways he's right and in some ways he's wrong. I think he's more wrong than right in his judgment that trade agreements are always bad for American workers. The principal effect of trade agreements is to open markets in other countries, and that works to the benefit of U.S. producers.
Have you seen the Broadway show Hamilton?
I've not yet gotten a chance to see it, but I'm very excited to get to go see it.
As the 71st Secretary of the Treasury, does the fact that you held that job that Alexander Hamilton essentially created, does this make you cooler in the eyes of your kids and grandkids?
I'm not sure that I'm ever going to quite rise to the level of cool in the view of my kids, but I think they found the period when I was Secretary of the Treasury exciting, and we've got many fond memories of that period.
Larry Summers, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Larry Summers is the Charles W. Eliot University Professor and President Emeritus at Harvard University. He served as the 71st Secretary of the Treasury for President Clinton and the Director of the National Economic Council for President Obama. You can hear me talking about what we've learned this week with Charlie Herman on our economics series. He's business and economics editor for our partner station WNYC. Listen to it on this Friday's episode of his show, Money Talking.